the Assembly approved the contracts. The Senate obviously did not, and my only comment is that Russ Decker's a whore. There's absolutely no question that he had ulterior motives as he cast his vote. And, you know, my hunch is that he wanted to get Chuck Quala pardoned, and Governor Doe wouldn't give it to him, and so he's, you know, it's a continuing part of that saga, and Plaley's expecting a Walker appointment in the administration. So, I mean, we had two basically buy-offs, log rolling happening, and then we had the Wisconsin Republicans party of no. I mean, they clearly are taking a lesson from what's happening in Congress here. They're historically, I mean, I've been bargaining contracts with the state since 1974. These contracts, even when there were substantial wage increases, have always been adopted by both houses of legislature in a large bipartisan vote. If you looked at what happened both in the Senate and in the Assembly yesterday, it was every Republican lockstep no. Even folks who had previously voted yes for collective bargaining agreements all voted no. So I think this is a bellwether of what we're going to experience here under the Walker regime and the Republican Tea Party regime, that there'll be stalemate, no progress, and if there's anything, there'll be backsliding on what we know to be the Wisconsin idea.